Hey, this is Mateo Lane.
I'm Emma Willman.
And this is Inside the Closet.
Inside the Closet. What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of Inside the Closet. I'm Emma Willman with Mateo Lane, who does not have a microphone on right now. But big surprise for you guys, him and I both purchased fancy new mics. We are trying so hard to get you the sound that you deserve. Today, we catch up, try to work out some electronic kinks, and talk about some of our favorite divas. Enjoy. Here we are.
My levels are kind of crazy, though.
Really?
Well, we're trying to figure out these mics because we've sounded like we were doing this show through a string and a cup for so long.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. So. I didn't really realize how bad it was. I just kind of got used to it.
But also, just to be fair, like, we started out when we weren't busy, and then after Netflix, like, we've just not been nonstop on the road. So we just, I don't know anything about tech. Like, I barely understand how to text. So when it comes to, like, phones and stuff like that, like, I'm surprised we're even able to do it, like, over the phone.
Yeah, we got a whole contraption going. We bought little mics. I got an iPad set up. Shout out to the girl at the Apple store in Brookline, Massachusetts, who listens to the podcast and who I got the mic from. That was lovely.
Well, I went to Best Buy.
How'd that go?
Let me tell you something. I walk in, and I said the simplest question. I said, hi, I'm looking for a specific mic that plugs into your phone.
And they said, no.
They literally go, oh, I don't know. Go over there. So I walk to someone another place. Hi, they told me to come to you. I'm looking for this microphone that plugs into my phone. And the guy goes, I don't know. I think it's downstairs. You might want to go downstairs or check with the Apple people.
Like, they're so unsure of themselves.
Well, I walk over to the Apple section, and I go, hi, you're the third person I'm talking to. I'm looking for a microphone that plugs into my phone, because I'm doing a podcast. And he goes, you'll have to go downstairs. So then I went downstairs, and I'm walking around, and it was like Black Friday. So I'm like,
it's like none of them have ever talked to each other either. It's like, do you guys know where you are right now?
Or like, does anyone here... This is best. You have one job at Best Buy.
Yeah.
It's like, no electronics. Like, you can't just know cell phone covers. Like,
right.
So, and they're also, like, every Best Buy you go into, like, they're such assholes to you. So, if you, like, even in New York, like, it's worse. So.
They're not giving you the best experience.
Oh, best breast. So, I walk downstairs, and there's a woman. She looks like a drug addict. Maybe she's not, but she was panicking. Mm. She had three employees with her, and she was complaining about, the ink cartridges to her printer, which I also get because I've never worked with a printer that's ever worked.
Right.
Like, I've never... Have you ever used a printer that worked?
Only when it was someone else's, and then I try to replicate it, and the whole thing breaks down.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
It's very symbolic.
Why are printers so difficult to figure out and so expensive?
Everything's a robot, and I don't speak the language. That's how I feel.
So then there's three people huddled around this woman who's panicking with the ink cartridges, which I kind of get, but I literally go up to one guy and go, can one of you help me? And then he goes, oh, this isn't my section. I'm with the speaker section. I said, well, this is kind of like a speaker. I was like, I'm looking for, like, this microphone. And, you know, I just need it, blah, blah, blah. And so he goes, well, I don't know. You'll just have to wait for somebody else.
So I said, who?
Call
who
else? Somebody else? And then finally he looks at this other guy and goes, do you know anything about microphones that plug into your phones? And the guy goes, I wouldn't know, but there's a microphone over there. So now I've talked to like five.
Just some random microphone.
I know. And then there's a girl standing and doing nothing. Hi, can you help me? She goes, I don't know. And I said, well, do you work here? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, then, yeah, then you should be able to help me. And then I'm like, which one of these microphones plugs into your iPhone? I'm doing a podcast. And then she was just so like, embarrassing. There's no context. Like, as I'm just saying,
right.
I have a podcast.
Right.
So she has no idea. And I literally was an hour at Best Buy and not one person knew. Not one person knew.
So then what is their training? Like, why are they so scared but also unknowledgeable? It's like they're like scared as though if they don't do their job, someone will come down and hit them. But then they don't know anything. So then there's like, it's like the worst of all the worlds.
They train at the University of Cruel, so they just learn how to, like, whittle you down to, like, the nubbins, just, like, by one look can destroy all self-confidence.
They're so scared.
They're pretty much the worst. I hate, no wonder Best. I hope it crumbles to the ground. So, but anyway, so then I walked in the Apple store. I was like, hi, I need this microphone. They're like, yes, right over here.
Right. When I went into the Apple store, I had done I had done Northeastern University, and I came in. It was a Monday night show, and the setup was, I want to say, saying a cafeteria would be generous. It was actually technically in a Starbucks. Like, they have a Starbucks on campus, and they set up, like, a stage in the corner. And it's so weird to me when these colleges, like, pay you well, but then just, like, put you in the, like, I want to be like, look, take some of the money you're going to give me and, like, put it into the setup of the show. Like, to make a better show.
You're in the utility room. Most people who, like, try and put on comedy shows have no idea what that means.
It just needs to be a space where there's enclosed sound. It's like, that's, like, number one. Like, some kind of semblance of sound, which, like, I can see that's, like, frustrating us talking about sound. Well, we've been having bad sound for this for a while, but, like, sound.
Oh, nothing. And everyone is like, stop listening to us because of it. Like, I totally get it.
We're working on it. But the sound was just, like, kind of, like, sloppy. And then for some reason, it, like, really got to me. So I was, like, stomping around. And since it was Boston, I was like, I should just move back to Boston. I don't know. It was, like, a 24-hour thought. And then I went into the...
Tell me what you would do in Boston.
I don't know. I get some kind of a franchise.
What?
I was Googling, because I had a series of, like, kind of, like, shows where I was like, ugh. So then I was like, I get so specific in Google. I literally Google, what to do if you've tried to make it in show business and done all right, but you don't know if it's for you. What jobs are available?
A picture of a grave.
Yeah. It's like, wait, Walmart.
Why
that's
do
it.
I hear feedback when I talk through the headphones? Like, are you hearing feedback?
I hear no feedback.
None?
Mateo and I are so scared of the mics, guys. We're so scared now.
We're
crying in a corner.
We are doing this with full confidence, and we have no idea.
We're so scared.
What we're doing. I am horrified. I am so terrified right now.
We're gonna listen to it, and we're both gonna be like, "I'm so scared, right? She's not here."
I know, and then everyone's like, "We hate you," and we're like, "We get it."
Like, why don't you guys even care?
I started watching. Oh, I have so much to tell you. I was in Italy. Well, I called you when I was having diarrhea in Rome.
Oh, yeah. So catch us up from that, because the last time that we were, like, doing the podcast, you were like, we witnessed Mateo increasingly get, which was very brave of you to even stay on the phone that long, I might add.
Okay. Well, I didn't have a choice because Kike, I can hear feedback, Emma, in your phone. I hear my voice when I talk.
Really?
Yeah. Every once in a while I talk. Oh, now I don't hear it.
I just moved my phone. I just moved my phone just a little bit, because I don't hear it at all.
Okay, then that's perfect. So what happened is I was in Florence. All right, so I made a couple mistakes. So I was eating pasta twice a day, and not a lot of vegetables, not a lot of water. And
I get it.
So it was like 3 days, and I haven't taken a shit. And I was like, okay. And the thing, when you travel, shitting becomes the most important thing to you. Like,
yeah, also, you're seeing your partner you haven't seen in a while, so you're probably having a lot of sex, so then you're, like, thinking about it because of that, too.
Well, that plus I'm bottoming, so he's like, I'm helping you. I'm like, you're stuffing me up. Like, you're.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I'm helping you.
And also, let me just say this. When you travel with somebody, like, I always thought this, like, no matter who you're with, your mother, your fiancé, your cousins, friends, when you go into a hotel and you're sharing a hotel together, the first thing you establish is your shitting schedule. Who's shitting? Who has to shit? When are we shitting? How are you shitting? It, like, becomes the topic of conversation. Like,
oh, I've never had that. I don't think girls do that. Girls, like, always keep that a secret.
Well, the thing is, maybe it's an Italian thing, because whenever I go with my cousins, there's always, like, seven of us in one room, so, like, the conversation just becomes about, did you shit or did you not shit?
Right.
I mean, it just becomes the obsession of everybody. It's like, who's going to take a shit?
Well, it's very healthy, because shitting is extremely important.
Well, after you hit 30, you're like, that's all you think about. But, So it was 3 days, and I haven't gone to the bathroom. And so my friend Claudia and I told her, I was like, I don't know how to say, like, constipation in Italian. Can you just go to the pharmacy and tell them, like, my problem? So she's like, certo. So we go to this pharmacy, and she walks up, and it felt like a drug deal. Like, she was, like, kind of, like, whispering to him. She was, like, in Italian. She was like, he's having some problems in the bathroom.
If you, now, they live for that, because the second you whisper it, they're like, oh, you need a pregnancy test, aisle 3 for the pregnancy test, and constipation, aisle 5, they scream it. You whisper,
if you
they
say,
scream.
If you whisper, I need your help, they just scream AIDS.
Right.
But, so she, you know, she says it's been 3 days. So he gives me these pills, and he goes, the box says take 2 pills. And he goes, if it's been 3 days, just take 3 pills. And they're tiny little pills. So I thought, okay, well, this can't be that bad. And then he said, it'll probably affect you like 8 to 12 hours from now. So it was like 7:30. So I took him at dinner, and then I did my show. And then it was like maybe 3.5 hours later, and Kike's like, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm like, okay. And that's when I was like, oh, good, I'll call Emma. We'll do the podcast. It hit me. Like, if I was on the phone for you 30 seconds longer, I would have shat my pants.
Hey, I get it. Did you have to rip him out of the shower?
I literally was like, you need to get out of the shower. He's like, just go to the bathroom. I'm like, you are not standing here while I have literally World War III in the toilet. You have got to get out of here. He's so mad at me because he takes long-ass showers. I was like, you're washed. Get the fuck out of here. So, I mean, I let it rip. I mean, I was embarrassed for everyone. For me,
I think, I got to say, I think you made the right choice, though, because someone was talking about this the other day. They were talking about how their partner will, like, fart and go to the bathroom in front of them, and they were saying, like, they didn't feel comfortable doing that, and I was like, yeah, I think that that's right. I think that you made the right choice. I think it's, like, better to, like, kind of keep that separate.
Of course it's better to keep it separate, and even though he's, like, staring at my asshole when he's having sex with me, I don't know what the separation is.
It's the context.
It is the context.
It's the context.
Just, be honest, the smell. I'm like, we don't need to be... This is a lot. And so I was like, you just need to get the fuck out of here. So he left. He was so mad at me. I was being such a bitch. But I had to go. And then when I was done, I felt like a new woman. I mean,
oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, my God. I was like a million times better. But then the rest of the trip just all became about, like, am I bloating? Am I not bloating? I have to get probiotics. And then I got sick. And then I was taking medicines. And it was just so, yeah. But the trip was really fun.
I think that's so funny that he said he's helping you. That's like such a guy thing to say. Like, no, if I fuck you, then it's gooder. It's better. It helps. Yeah, I'm helping you.
I'm loosening you up. And I was like, in theory, but you're really just stuffing the turkey.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? It's like, I felt very Hansel and Gretel. Like, he was just feeding me and fucking me. I'm like, am I going to get, like, cooked soon?
That sounds like a good trip. It sounds like he's being a good boyfriend.
No, he was being a good boyfriend. I get so bitchy, though, if I'm not doing stand-up. And I know I was doing some stand-up in Italy just, like, for fun. But, like, it was 5 days without stand-up, and I just turned into a raging bitch. And I'm like, okay, Matteo, you're, like... Like, at one point, he was like, you're looking for a fight. And I was like, I'm 100% looking for a fight.
You know what it is? I've thought about that, too, because I've been like, why is it... Like, what is that? I think it's because it's such an energy release. So it's like it's like how you get, like, antsy when you don't work out in a while, where it's like that, like, mental of, okay, time to work out, and then the... I'm guessing, and not I'm not someone who works out, but
oh,
I'm just
assuming.
Oh, I also
didn't work out the entire time.
So, exactly. So, then you've got all this extra energy, and you're like, okay, like, I don't know where to, like, I don't know where to let this out.
Right. Yeah, and I was pretty much an insult. I was a maniac.
I want to get that way about working out. I really do, because I haven't gotten into enough of a rhythm of it yet where then I, like, feel good and then crave it. Like, I don't get that with exercise, but I would like to.
I crave it because I've set a ridiculous standard for myself and posting naked pictures on Instagram. Like,
true. That's true, yeah, because if you all of a sudden, oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, because if you, it's holding you accountable at least.
Can I bitch about something that I probably shouldn't bitch about? Okay,
that's what I live for.
We went to this Halloween party at the Soho House in Barcelona. So we dressed up, I did her makeup, it was really cute. But the thing is, we were surrounded by rich people. This might be a rich thing. So there was a lot of rich people at the Soho House.
And so the Soho House, if you don't know, I know about it through the bougie Canadian. The Soho House is like you pay a couple thousand dollars a year.
Adults.
Right.
You pay money and hang out at this place that makes no fucking sense. It's basically like a club, you know, like those clubs that like rich white people go. Anyway.
They have free coffee and candy, I've heard.
I mean, that's not enough if I'm paying $3,000 a month on top of my
agreed.
Money. So we go to this Soho House because he knows a guy. So we go. It's all straight people besides a few gays, right?
Ew.
This is the thing. I'm not... Maybe... I don't know.
You don't want to go to a straight people party.
No, it was horrific. I'm never going again. The music was terrible. And then we have this sexy after hours party that only certain people are invited to. There's a dark room, a pool, and porn. So we go, the porn is like 1930s porn, so it's not real.
Straight porn?
Of course, straight porn.
That's crazy. Because when gay guys go do something and there's like a sex dungeon, it's like, I can see it, straight people. I picture that someone's like getting tortured in the back. Like, no, something weird's going on.
When gay people do it, it looks like a Renaissance painting of hell. So,
yes.
But we go there. A lot of women will just not only just push you out of the way, but they will act like you're not standing there.
Wait a minute. Why would women push you out of the way? You who, I would think that they would try to have sex with you.
No, I read as flamboyantly gay. And these were models. Like, they were clearly models. But they will just, with disregard, completely push you out of the way. And I was like, what? Like, the whole night, I was constantly getting shoved. And they don't say I'm sorry. They don't say, it was just all these models shoving me out of the way with my skeleton mask and short shorts.
What were they trying to get to? Like, who were they pushing you out of the way for?
Drugs. But I have to say... are you typing right now or no?
No.
Oh, I don't know why I heard typing. But everyone, we're getting used to the sound. I have to say that Americans, we really do slut it up for Halloween.
Yes.
Like, I was like, I put on my short shorts. I was ready to go. And Kike was like, why are you putting on short shorts? And I was like,
uh-oh.
Because it's Halloween.
He's like, it's what you do.
Yeah, he was like, everyone's going to be wearing pants. I was like, Kike, it's Halloween. I know this game. We invented this game. I was like, don't you worry. I got it. We walk in. I promise you, everybody was a pants.
Wait, that's really funny that it's such a cultural thing. And you're like, no, it's like a naked party. Like, everyone's naked. And he's like, no. And then you get there and you're like, fuck. And everyone's like, what the hell?
That was exactly it. Like, people were fully dressed. And I was like, no one's going to be a whore. Yeah, but, I mean, I guess I represented our country well. I was like, yeah, I'm a fucking whore. I don't give a shit.
Also, it's like you're one of the only gay guys. And so then they're like, oh, yeah, it's just what gay people are like. And you're like, no, I thought it was a fuck. I thought that we were supposed to do this. I didn't realize. I didn't get the straight people memo. Because whenever. Yeah. Were there other gay people there?
There was a couple. There was one gay guy who was handsome, but he was so into himself. I think he was on drugs.
Did he talk to you guys?
But absolutely not. He pretended like we didn't even exist.
Really?
We didn't socialize with anyone. People were not nice to us.
Yeah, that's always weird when you go to a party and then you just talk to the people that you're with. And it's like, why? But at the same time, then you're out and you can do people watching. And it's like, you get to like clock in that you did something. Because I've noticed...
I like talking to people at parties. You know what I mean?
I like talking to people at... I was thinking about this, and I'd be curious what you think. So I was thinking that I'm actually an introvert. Like, I'm a very outgoing introvert. Like, I recharge from talking to, like, one person or a friend, but not... Very rarely do I recharge from, like... And I like parties, and I like networking, but that doesn't recharge me. I, like, tap out at, like, an hour. Would you say you get energized from people, or would you say you get energized from alone time?
I get energized, like you said, from specific conversations. Like, I like a small group of people that I know, and I can talk. You know what's happened, and this is a comic thing? I only want to talk to comedians.
Yeah, I only want to talk to comedians, and then sometimes I don't, and I'm like, oh, I can't talk about comedy anymore. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I'm ready again.
I'm not good with... Actually, I don't go out and go to parties anymore. Like, I don't... Like, this was the first time I went out in a long time. And I find myself... I get bored really quickly.
I don't get bored. I get, like, embarrassed where I, like, won't want to say what I do. Like, even when I went to go get the microphone, I was like, I have a microphone. And she's like, okay, for singing. And I was like, no, my friend has a podcast. And she was like, okay. And then, like, 2 minutes later, she's like, is your friend named Mateo? And that's how I figured out that she knew the podcast. But I didn't want to say that I had a podcast because, like, you're right. Like, when it's out of context, you just feel like a fucking... You're like, yeah, I got a... I know everyone has a podcast, but, like, all right, fine.
Oh, everyone... My mother has a podcast.
Yeah, my special uncle has a podcast. Like, everyone's got a goddamn podcast.
A couple things I want to talk about.
Please.
I want to talk about voting, and I want to talk about my Ariana Grande video I made.
Oh, you made an Ariana Grande video?
Yeah, so She has this new song called Thank You Next, which is about Pete Davidson.
I have to hear it because, well, I've been thinking that Pete has been killing it on SNL recently. I think,
oh,
I mean, he,
is that
I think
what
he's
you
been,
think? Because he's been getting, I mean, I love Pete, but he's been getting bashed by news
reporters
and everything.
But I think he's been being really funny and he's making fun of himself the whole time. I actually just posted something on the Patreon about it because I just can't believe some of the stuff he's saying, but he's like really staying true to his comedic voice, if nothing else. And I think he's been really funny.
I think people like just don't understand comedy anymore. I think that's the problem.
He made a joke about a guy who was a veteran and had been injured at war, but the way I felt about it was he was making fun of everybody and himself, and it came from a place I actually felt of being inclusive. I think like if we pretend that those people aren't there, then it's like even worse because it's like not even like including them. It's like not treating them. I think it shows you're comfortable with a person when you make fun of them, actually. But it has to be coming from not a place where you're singling them out or talking down to them. It has to be they're equal with everybody else. And in my interpretation,
right.
He did that.
Is it punching down or punching equal?
In the way that he did it, I felt like it was including that person in with everybody else and himself. So I felt like it was punching equal, even though that person did have a missing eye. So like it was, but he was including him. My take on it was, I can definitely see how someone's like, oh, that was in bad taste or whatever it was. But I thought that it was...
But also, let me just say, and I'm not defending what Pete said, but I am saying sometimes comedy is meant to be in bad taste.
Exactly. And
you know
and
I mean?
It wasn't...
Like, people are like, oh, you can't do anything in bad taste anymore. Actually, that's kind of what comedy is sometimes.
Right. And also, it wasn't just... If he, like, was in good taste and then to that one... Like, the way Fox News is, like, good taste to people that are on their side and then bad taste to people that aren't. He was being bad taste... He was making those jokes across the board and then included someone in it who had a handicap, but... If he hadn't included the person, that would have not been treating the person like an equal to the other people.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that point for sure. But then the other part is like he's making fun of a war veteran. But it's like, well, you know, I don't know.
Right.
It's like,
I get what you're saying.
Like, yeah, well, then who is it acceptable to make fun of? No one?
Right. And he's been, to me, I was just like, I've been like shocked. Like when he said the Tic Tac thing, I was like, I cannot believe you're saying that. It's just so, but to me, it's like he's keeping it. He's not, for better or worse,
he's
keeping it himself
right now.
Yeah. Or maybe a break. People are ripping on how he looks, but you're right. People are really, like, going at him. So how's her song? Is it good?
Oh, her song's great, and it doesn't really go after Pete. It actually just is, she thanks him and then sort of, like, says she's going to focus on herself. I had to Google the lyrics because it's very difficult to understand her. But I at the very end of the song... I kept hearing whistle tones that I wanted to hear in the song, like in my head. I was like, I wish she would do these whistle tones. So I made a video of me singing along to the song on Twitter, and I add the whistle tones. And so I need everybody to retweet it at Ariana Grande because I need her to hear it.
Oh, my God. Maybe we can have her on the podcast, and then I can marry her.
It's at 20,000 views so far.
That's amazing. And also, not really, I am happy with Art Therapist, but...
Oh, yeah, how is Art Therapist?
Art Therapist is good. But Ariana Grande, I love. But, I mean, Art Therapist is great, too. I'm just saying, I mean, love Art Therapist. But I'm just saying, I would say Ariana Grande is not even my celebrity crush. I just think she's, like, so fucking cool. It's like, you know when you just get excited about someone where you're like, oh, like, I'm a fan. Like, I'm like, I love you, well, I love you, I love you.
She's one of the few stars today that has star quality to her.
Oh, she's such a star. I wouldn't even want to, like, spend a lot of time with her. I would want to be, like, it's like this. It's like when you meet someone and they're a fan and they're just like, oh my God, that. Then it's like you can't even talk to them because they're just screaming at you. They're not treating you like a regular person. That's how I would be. To Ariana Grande. Like, she wouldn't want to hang out.
Music, or are you just sort of into the... You do?
Oh, my God. I love that fucking music. Like, I love Sweetener. I like all her collaborations.
Sweetener.
What was that song? It was like, Bang, Bang, Into the Room. That one.
Yeah, with Jessie J, who sings like a hyena.
And is now dating Channing Tatum.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Is Channing... She's really dating Channing?
Yep, Channing Tatum and his wife, Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Excuse you?
That was his wife's name.
Why can I hear myself talking?
I don't know.
Guys, we're figuring out technology.
We're figuring it out.
Old men.
You guys are when we get up and running on the network and it's all like smooth sailing, you guys listening now will be like, I was with you back in the day when you couldn't record shit. And I'll be like, I know, and I still can't. Like, fucking ass.
You guys came through with, like, when we were in the Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
I want to take a break real quick, but when we come back, I want to talk about voting.
Yes, absolutely. We've got to talk about voting because it's coming up. It's coming up. We will be right back. We're back.
I want to talk about voting.
Yes. Have you been into voting before? Like, have you been involved in the political process before?
I mean, you know, yeah, midterm elections and presidential elections. But this is, like, this is the one where I'm very politically aware in the sense that I watch a lot of political news and read a lot of things. But are you politically, like, I don't know what your feelings are on politics.
Well, this is what it is. So when I was in college, I got super into politics because it was when gay marriage was up for vote in Massachusetts, which was the first state to legalize gay marriage. And I got so into it. Like, I did student government, but that was more just, like, for socializing.
Student government.
It's like
I'm the president of the school and the secretary.
No, I was the academic affairs officer.
Okay, what does that even mean?
It was just like, it's funny too, because like when I did that, people would be like, oh, you're the funny one. But I wasn't trying, I was just like doing it for fun. Like, it was like a social activity. Like, I had friends that were doing it, so then I did it. But I ran, but I don't think anyone else ran for it.
You had to, like, give speeches and shit?
Yeah, I did.
What?
But it was like really fun. I would talk about what was going on with academic affairs, and I would, like, go sit in on, like, teachers' meetings and then, like, report back to the students about academic affairs. But I'd never pay attention, so I would just kind of wing it, obviously. So they'd be like, you're silly. And then I was like, I should be a comedian. But I wasn't – that wasn't politics. But then I used to volunteer at this place called Mass Equality, and I would, like – I was doing voter registration. I was so into it. Like, I went in with my mom. We made that. Then I got into a governor's campaign, and then Deval Patrick, who then his speechwriter was a speechwriter for Obama, and I was really into it. But then I'd say, like, 2 years into Obama's first term, I became as I got more into comedy, I got embarrassingly checked out of politics, and I've been extremely inactive and checked out, and I feel like that's indicative of, like, what happened with a lot of people. Like, I got lazy with Obama, and then I've been, besides the bathroom bill stuff, which, like, I embarrassingly, like, I should have done more, I've been pretty checked out.
Well, I mean, look, if you're interested in getting checked back into politics, I always say find a way to get into it that,
yes,
like, helps ease. You know, actually, you know what brought me into politics? It was The View. I watched.
Really?
Oh, yes. Monet Exchange and I watched The View every single day.
Huh.
And it, I mean, now obviously I watch a lot more and listen to a lot more, but I absolutely I love The View.
Do they have different political opinions, or are they all on the same team?
No, they all have very different. Well, I mean, Whoopi, Joy, and Sonny are sort of on the same side, and then Meghan McCain is the conservative, and then there's another woman who's.
But she's like a nice conservative, because McCain was good. Yeah, and she.
She's what you call a moderate conservative, so she believes in gay marriage, but she also believes in, like, the Second Amendment and not changing
right.
it.
Right. She's not like a dirtbag pig.
Well, I don't think that. Look, I think that one of the things, too, that everyone is, like, having a real difficult time with is associating the other side with being exactly that. We're always like, they're a piece of shit, and they're the devil, and they're this, and they're that. And it's like, you know, we're all going to be underwater pretty soon. I feel like we're all being played by our government to promote that. Like, to it's a few
and also,
people using us to make themselves
right.
rich.
And they're like the most. And also, I feel like when we used to, like, demonize people, we had no idea what we were in for, because, like, the way that it is now is, like, I remember when people used, I remember my mom complaining when George Bush was president, like, he's the worst, he's ruining everything. It's like, okay, now there are, like, there's a Nazi up, like, now it's, like, the toxicity level, like, if this was a glass of water, it's turned, like, black pee level. Like, it's, like,
yeah, it's, like,
it's not good. It's not a good, the toxicity level is, like, mayday, mayday.
Yeah, the pH level is ridiculous. I mean, it's like you couldn't swim in it. It's become a point where it's so hostile too. Like, I had to do that Comedy Central show where we talked about politics.
What was your topic?
So my topic was voting and who could run
against
Trump. And yep. I don't want to give it away because, like, it's going to be on Comedy Central this week if you want to watch it. But I basically was like, I had one joke that I didn't use, but I think it's just a good point where I'm like, you know, Taylor Swift got 60,000 voters to be registered in Tennessee when she made a tweet, right?
Amazing.
But it's like, how many more voters would she have gotten if she said, I'll follow you on Instagram if you register to vote?
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I mean, she'd have to be...
I know, but can you imagine? Can you imagine for a second? If
oh, it'd be pandemonium. And then she'd kill herself.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, so we have, I think that's like, we have to get like a few celebrities to be like, hey, everyone, if you register to vote, I'll follow you on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It would look like The Who in Cincinnati. It would look like Walmart on Black Friday.
Would they have to follow them for like longer than 24 hours?
I mean, she would just have to follow them. I don't know. She'd just get a follow from Taylor Swift, and people can screenshot that shit and be like, work!
Yeah, you're right. I would freak out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we
yeah, would that would get
fine.
Me to vote. That would get me to vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tyrese followed me a while back, and I was like, holy shit, but you know what Tyrese is also doing right now? He's performing at the Rio, where I am in Las Vegas. He's guest hosting Chippendales.
Girl, I saw Perez Hilton there at Chippendales, and I thought, there before the grace of God go I. I mean, that
yes.
is...
I said, where's his It's Get Better campaign? I was in the elevator with these two women. One of them had, you know, it's like you can smoke in the casino. So they, when you see people with a breathing tube in a place where you can smoke, you're like, okay. We're in the elevator, and I saw Tyrese, and she looked at him and went, she was like, mmm. And I went, yeah, I can't believe he's doing that. Like, he used to be so famous. And she goes, yeah, but then he bit that guy's ear off. And I was like... Oh, no, that was Mike Tyson. And she was like, oh. And then we were quiet the rest of the elevator.
Is she white?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I was like, oh, no, that's Tyrese. He was like a heartthrob, like maybe like 8 years ago. He was so famous, though. But,
Tyrese,
you know, it's hard.
The model, right?
He's like extremely beautiful. He was really famous. What was he in that made him so famous? He was in a bunch of stuff, and then he was like the hot guy in some music videos.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say, was it like the hot guy? He was in a Mariah Carey video.
Yep, he hasn't done anything for a little while, so that's why he's guest hosting Chippendales at the Rio.
I can't imagine that call from his agent, like, "Hey,
I know." Or it's, like, even worse if he's, like, trying to get his agent. Like, he's like, I need work. Like, get me at the Rio. Who's booking it? Like, that's why
you
it's,
know
like,
what?
It's like,
scary. We're all going to have to do it one day. So, Emma, please get rich so I can just live with you.
Oh, I was just about to say the same thing. I mean, I'd be happy to guest host Chippendales now. But if in, like, 15 years.
Can you imagine you guest hosting Chippendales?
Oh, it'd be the highlight of my life. If that happens.
You'd have to strip.
Oh, no, they would pay me not to strip. They'd be like, don't let her strip.
Get this comedian, her name's Emma, and make sure she doesn't strip at a strip show.
I don't even know how I would strip. Like, what would I do?
Well, let's think. Okay, let's say that you'll bring up a girl on stage. Because I went to the
No!
Yes, Emma.
No!
You bring a girl on stage.
No!
You sit her down.
No!
And maybe there's like a rainfall behind you.
Oh my God, I'm so, turning bright red.
Some 80s power ballad. You have to rip off your shirt, then sit on her lap. You turn around, so like reverse cowgirl.
Wait, the guy? I'm being the guy one. The guys
you're
do that?
The guy. Yeah, you're the guy that you have to rip off your shirt. So now you're just in your jeans, okay? And your Calvin Kleins are showing. And then you have to grab her hands, put it on your stomach while you like...
Thrust.
Like, kinda, yeah.
I mean, I'm open to it.
I mean, I would actually pay a lot of money to see.
I just wouldn't want anyone to make fun of me.
Well, then I don't think you should do it. Because I would be making fun of you. I'd be in the front row laughing my ass off.
You'd also probably be the only person that bought tickets. And then, like, you'd probably make Kike come and he'd be, like, so he'd be throwing up.
No, he'd have it. He would love it. He's like, Amore, I don't like that, but I can watch it.
I don't like that.
Amore,
oh,
we
man.
Need to be relaxed.
You know what helped me get into the Alexa stuff this time? It was Aparna Nancharla had like a thing, like see where you're registered to vote in her bio. And for whatever reason, I clicked on it, and then the website was super easy. I just entered in my area code, and it popped up. So... Mm-hmm. because it's just so it does show like if you're like tweeting voter stuff and you're like, oh, it's not going to do anything, it actually could, because like some lazy motherfucker might be see it at the right time and be like, oh, I'll do that.
Well, that's the way you're going to get kids to vote today.
Yeah.
I actually, because I don't have a license in New York because I don't drive, I had to get my voter. It was actually pretty difficult for me to get. It wasn't like I went online and did it, right? So I had to call them and say, you know, like, can you send me like a voter registration thing? Because I moved, so I had to get a new voter registration thing. So I was like, can you send it to me? And she was like, yeah. And they mailed it to me, and then I had to put in my passport information and send it back out. And then I had to wait like a week to figure out if I was registered. And then they sent me a thing in the mail, and they're like, you're registered. Here's your vote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you did that. I'm glad you did that.
For a while, it was like I was voting from Chicago, and then I moved from Brooklyn to Manhattan. I had to like figure out. I was like, oh, I think I have to like re-register for like my area.
I wish I had, because I had that problem like back when I was up in Harlem. And then also when I was in Boston, I didn't vote in an election, and I lied to my mom about it, and it was like. I lied to her about it. I was in Boston, and she was like, did you vote? And I was like, yeah. And then I told her that throughout the day. I was like, I took off from work, I'm voting. And then because I was staying with her, she was like, where'd you vote? And I was like, oh, at the voting place in Cambridge. And she was like, where? And I was like, and she was like, you lied. You left your passport here. Like, Emma, like, I can't believe you. How could you be so selfish? Like, I'm so disappointed in you, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, fuck.
Was it for Trump or Obama?
Obama and Hillary.
Oh, way back in the day. You know, I was dating this guy at the time, my only other boyfriend, and he worked for Obama. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Way high up, yeah.
Wow.
So, and I was in Chicago, so the night Obama got, elected, yeah. I was like 100 feet away from him.
Holy shit.
Park in Chicago with like a million people screaming.
Wow. Do you remember all that hope? Because my stepmom got a ticket through this Senator Collins who like sold her soul to the devil. But my stepmom got a ticket. Did. I mean, just she got a ticket through her office and I was in D.C. So I got to go watch him give a speech. And I just remember just there being like so much hope and just feeling like such an incredible feeling.
Well, that's one of the things that they've been talking about is that, I mean, the Republicans have a very clear message, right? That
hate,
we're the
hate,
enemy.
Hate.
It's
right.
All hate. It's all hate rhetoric. So it's
they're going to get you.
And the Mexicans and,
yep.
and this and that. Like, they have these specific messages, right? Where the our side, even though, yeah, of course we want to take down Trump, our messages
right.
have been not nearly as, like, what's defining the Democratic message? And you can't give it one specific word.
Right.
Besides that we all are thinking, let's get rid of Trump.
Right. And that's because these are complicated issues. Like, they're just, like, simplifying the issues, and it's like, yeah, that's an easier soundbite. But the truth of it is, when it comes to things like global warming, like, and taxes, like, what we should do is, you know...
Right.
Like,
it's a more... It's
complicated. So if you just made... Maybe they should just make it a one-word thing for the case of arguing.
Well, that's why Obama worked so well, because, one, obviously he was a qualified candidate, but, two, just saying hope, right? Change.
Right, right.
You know, things like that. It rang in people's head. You know,
right.
They could say, oh, yeah, you know, like that makes a lot of – I can see that. I can
– Right.
Yeah.
And then he backed it up. It wasn't like –
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a smart.
He symbolized hope and change. It wasn't like some, yeah, because, well, see, it was trippy because the governor in Massachusetts that I got behind, Deval Patrick, he had the same speechwriter as Obama. So the first couple times I heard Obama, because Obama's campaign slogan was it Together We Can?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Okay, and then Deval's was Together We Can. So when I heard Obama's, I was like, what the fuck? Before I knew they had the same speechwriter, because I was like, this is weird. And then, and Deval was the first black governor of Massachusetts. So the speechwriter had just this, like, inclusive message. But it tripped me out. So it took me, like, a little while to be, like, get my head around Obama. Because at first I thought he was, like, biting off of Deval.
I love that Oprah's getting involved.
Yes.
I didn't hear a goddamn word out of her during Hillary and Trump, so it's nice during the midterms that she's stepping up.
I think she was into Hillary, but like maybe, I don't know. I haven't watched. Is Oprah's show even still on the air?
No, what?
Emma, I don't know.
Like 10 years ago.
Well, she's on a magazine every, she's on a magazine cover every week.
She's got the O magazine.
So the Oprah show is no longer on the air?
No, it was 25 years. She retired. They had like the final year.
Oh.
Barbara Streisand was one of her guests. She had
How old
show.
Is Oprah then? Shouldn't she be like 70?
No, I think she's 60.
Huh. I remember reading her book, and I read a couple of books about her because I was like, you know, she didn't pop off until she was more in her 30s.
Mm-hmm.
She was just hustling around and trying and trying and trying. And I love that stuff. Like, I love learning about that stuff because it makes me want to keep going.
Yeah, it definitely shows that if you have a will, you'll just you'll get it done.
Yep, it's all about the
but
grit.
She also was charismatic and relatable, and I mean, she had a lot of things going for her. The one joke I do
so
make
charismatic.
On Comedy Central is that, and tell me if you think this is funny. I say, you know,
please.
A lot of people want Oprah to run for president, and my thing is she's too qualified. We have to go with someone just as unpredictable as Trump, just as crazy, and just as orange. We have got to get Lindsay Lohan 20.
Oh, God.
And she's got foreign policy experience. You know what I mean? She's doing the Lilo. A couple jokes that I took out because...
Lindsay Lohan would be a Republican, though, for sure. I don't think
well,
she... I think.
But that's it. She'll confuse you because
right.
She's for gays and for Muslim rights, but then she also tried to kidnap them and then
right.
defended Harvey Weinstein. So you never
She
know.
Defended Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. I mean, talk
like
about someone you can't defend.
Hotel bathroom, and she was like in her new Iranian man voice. By the way, she's the only woman to live in the Middle East for 4 years and not learn the language, just the accent.
God.
She literally goes, yes, I think we all should stop to leave this man alone. This man is a good man, is what she said.
So offensive.
Oh, she's just out of her goddamn mind. I said, though, because I said the reason why Oprah couldn't defeat Trump is because Lindsay defeated Oprah. Oprah did an entire docuseries with Lindsay to try and get her sober, and she failed.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, and at the end of it, we didn't have this, like, sentimental feeling towards Lindsay. We all just sort of looked at Oprah a little differently. But,
Because people were like, why are you spending money on trying to get her sober and she doesn't want any
well,
help?
Well, also just, like, you were defeated. Like, you were...
Right.
Like, your whole...
Oh, but no one can get someone else sober unless they want it. No one can get Lindsay Lohan sober. Except for Lindsay Lohan.
Exactly, Lindsay Lohan is the last person who can get Lindsay Lohan sober.
No one can get... Maybe you and I should try. We'll show up in Greece like, Lindsay!
I'm sure she would claim to be sober, but why else was she chasing down a Muslim family in the middle of the night in Paris, accusing them of sex trafficking, and then, like, got hit by the mom?
Right. Who is paying for her right now? She's got to have... Like, where is she getting her money from?
She's in Dubai a lot. I have no idea. Someone said that her Mykonos, like island club thing or whatever was like a total scam. Like it's $40 for a drink. And no one shows up until Lindsay's there. And it's like gross.
Who is even showing up because Lindsay's there?
Gays.
Right. She's an icon. Oh my God. If Ariana Grande opened up a nightclub, I would be there every day.
Well, it would probably like be a nice nightclub.
Yeah, and people would be like, I would go every day. I would just be like, I just love her.
You know, you wanted to marry Lindsay Lohan at one point. What's going on with you?
Well, but I wouldn't want to marry Ariana Grande. I just am like a super fan. I'm just like, I love you. Like, I love Britney Spears. I love Ariana
video
more right now.
Ariana doing Mariah Carey's Emotions?
No, but I bet she kills it.
She sings all the high notes.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
She doesn't have a good voice.
And I just love her.
Always Mariah, though.
Oh. I love her in interviews. I think she's so fun. She's like such a sassy little, like, minx.
I sang a duet with her brother in Times Square while he held a live chicken to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
What?
Yeah, it was an MTV pilot that didn't go very well.
Does he bill himself as a singer?
He bills himself as, like, literally everything.
I follow him on Instagram. He's got a good body.
Yeah.
You know. Well, we're at about 50 minutes now, so we should. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Watch me on Comedy Central this Friday at Live at the Comedy Cellar, and I don't know. Oh, just please retweet and get Ariana Grande to watch my High Note.
And at her.
Yeah, you gotta add
so
her.
So she hashtag. Can see it. Let me see where I am. I love seeing the people. When I was in Atlantic City, it was really fun to see some of you guys, even though Atlantic City was...
The closet
oof. The 16th and 17th, I'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Draft House.
Oh, I'll be there January 4th and 5th.
I'll let you know how it is. I think it should be... I love D.C.
Love
good. Yeah, I love D.C. I think D.C. is, like, a lot of fun. So, yeah, and then I'm going to be in L.A. this week filming another Crazy Ex-Girlfriend episode.
Work. Well, I can't wait we're back in New York together, but I hope this sound is better, you guys.
Me too. Also, November 11th, I'm going to be in North Carolina at a place called The Pit. I've got two shows at 7 and 9 o'clock. So it's The Pit in North Carolina.
Nice.
So, yep. All right, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, guys, so much.